It's now time for our reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. We're learning more about the snapshot on public schools and the likelihood of whether they will reopen this school year. Editor Chad Blair joins us this morning. Hi, Chad.
Good morning, Catherine.
Yeah, so what can you tell us about this? There are lots of families out there that are very interested.
Yeah, I'm afraid this is probably not good news for a lot of parents who have their kids home with them, at least until the end of this month. That's the current stay from the Department of Education. Schools closed, but it looks like they could be closed even longer. This is from our education reporter, Sue Vaughn Lee. The story's up on the site today. She got a hold of a memo from the Department of Education this week, and it says it needs to see, and when I say it, the Department of Education, a lengthy period when there's no COVID-19 cases before teachers and kids can go back to school.
So was this memo sent to families, or is it an internal memo?
It's an internal memo, and of course it's posted on our website. You can link to it and read to it. And what it is saying by a period with no COVID-19, they're talking about a four-week period. That's essentially, that is in fact double the 14-day period when you see no new cases. But as you know, as we all know, Hawaii is seeing dozens of cases reported every single day. I think the latest count is up to 425 or so. So do the math here. The academic year, the current school year, ends on May 28th. So you can see that if we have to go a four-week period without a case, boy, that's really pushing it really close to try and go back to school before the end of this current academic year.
Yeah, that's not much wiggle room at all.
No, it's not. And then, of course, you look to the fall. That's not till August 4th, and who knows what things are going to be like until then. It's a little curious. The memo does link to the CDC, which talks about mitigation strategies for COVID-19 and school closures. But the CDC says there's no available data, really, on restart times for schools. And Suvan also checked with the Department of Health. It turns out the Department of Education did not consult the Department of Health on this advice in terms of when they could restart school. So that's a boggling statistic. We're not quite sure why that is the deal.
Yeah, that's not good.
No, it's not. And by the way, speaking of math, you know, I think the count, if I have it right, it's nearly 180,000 kids in public schools throughout the state, about 14,000 educators. That's a heck of a lot of people being put on hold for potentially an indefinite period of time. There is discussion of summer school. There is discussion of e-school, electronic school somehow. There's talk about setting up remote learning centers and even modifying graduation requirements even further to see if they can make the best of a terrible time.
Now, they must be talking with the Hawaii State Teachers Association and keeping them in the loop on all this, I hope.
You know, that was not mentioned in Suvan's article. I would imagine the HSTA is paying very close attention to this. There are contractual obligations as well. By the way, speaking of school graduations, if you'll recall, the Board of Education, I think it was just last week, they waived the standards for high school seniors in terms of their graduation. So helping them, given that their school year is almost out, totally done with their K-12 experience.
Wow. So we're still on pins and needles here.
Right. We did talk to the DOE spokesperson, who said that the DOE is going to continue to adjust things as the scientific community comes forth with new information about the virus. So I expect there will be new information coming shortly.
All right. Okay. Thanks so much, Chad. Interesting story. That was Chad Blair. He's the political and opinions editor at Honolulu Civil Beat. He's bringing us today's reality check. To read Suvan Lee's full story, visit civilbeat.org.